Thunder Bay. Talk of the 2024 budget and intense financial pressures facing Thunder Bay's municipal government dominated a city council meeting that stretched over 4 hours to nearly 11 p.m. on Monday. Council ultimately pushed back a decision on the most consequential in a list of proposed service cuts meant to help confront those pressures, ordering public consultation over the coming weeks. Council also moved ahead with a potential realignment of library branches, endorsing in principle the idea of a central intercity location and putting the closure of two other branches on the table. Decision on controversial cuts delayed. Council pushed back a decision on the bulk of $1.5 million in proposed service cuts, ordering consultation on some that had generated what councilors called intense public pushback. Those include the recommended closure of the Niebing Memorial Arena and most outdoor rinks, and the cancellation of two bus routes. Council approved nearly two dozen other cuts to the 2024 budget, however, slashing the city's playgrounds program to six locations, eliminating fireworks and movie nights, ending maintenance at 13 parquets, scaling back litter pickup, and reducing Eco Superior funding. Read our full coverage. Council eyes Central Library, branch closures. Council endorsed in principle the Thunder Bay Public Library's push for a central flagship branch at the Intercity Mall, opening the door to closing two existing branches. Leaders with the TBPL have said the move will expand public library space, allowing for new possibilities like a children's play space and larger Indigenous Knowledge Center. The Brody Library will likely be shuttered under the plan, while the County Fair branch is also up for potential closure. Read our full coverage. Vickers Park set for transformation. Vickers Park will serve as Thunder Bay's second inclusive play hub, after Boulevard Lake, when its playground is rebuilt with a focus on accessibility later this year. Council awarded a nearly $1.1 million contract for the work to Manitoba-based Playgrounds R Us on Monday. Along with new and expanded play structures, the contract includes adding benches and shaded gathering areas, adult fitness equipment and walkway improvements. Read our full coverage. Council approves $1 million in trail, parks work. Council signed off on $1 million in trail and parks work Monday. That includes building a new parking lot off of Balsam Street to access Shania Mines Trails, granular trails and a new playground base at the Kinsman Park at Trowbridge Falls, and trail and lighting renewal at Dick Waddington Park. The contract also includes a provisional item, the construction of a new parking lot along Chapels Drive, but staff indicated the budget is unlikely to cover that work this year. Council awarded the $1 million contract to local PNI Contracting, which submitted the lowest among three bids. City's budget process up for changes in 2024. Council approved some tweaks to the municipal budget process, with bigger changes potentially in store in the future. The most noticeable change approved Monday is to the budget calendar, which will be condensed, leaving the document in the public eye for 24 days before final approval, down from 33 this year. Another change will replace the current pre- and post-budget public meetings, in which citizens can provide a formal deputation to council, with a question-and-answer town hall meeting. In the longer run, the city will consider striking a strategic budget task force to weigh new approaches like multi-year budgeting or service delivery budgeting. The city reviewed the budget processes of 10 other municipalities to inform the recommendations. Correction. An earlier version of this article stated the proposal to eliminate transit service on Christmas and New Year's Day had been referred for further consultation. In fact, that service cut was approved by council on June 26. TB Newswatch apologizes for the error.